Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why is my life going backwards, Germaniacs? I'm kind of not here for it, TBH. So I've moved home. I'm in Waverton at Mum and Dad's. It's lame as. I went for a walk this morning, like searching for a cafe, and it was like apocalyptic outside. It's like, there's literally no one around here. I just walked past this old lady, like she had like a walking frame and she was like staring at me from ages, like I was the youngest person she'd ever seen in her life or something. And then I feel like panicked thinking about like me still living at Mum and Dad's when I'm like 90 and FML Germaniacs. My skin has broken out so much from the stress of the move too. I thought I had monkeypox and I was like screaming at Mum to get me to hospital and isolate immediately. And then I realized I haven't kissed any monkeys lately, so I don't know. Anyway, let's do the Germaniacs. It's been a huge fucking week. I've got so much to tell you. This week on Germazing, putting a paper bag on Mum's head, little Nahugan is back, creeping near Mum's cats, my strawberries and cream tits, Dorothy's towel art, and did I really pick up boys at Chatswood Time Zone? Your weekly dose of friendship drama and life and boy advice from the mid-level influencer, the former homie hopper whore, your bestie not a westie. I'm Jermay, J-A apostrophe M-I-E. I'm white, I'm niche, I'm quiche, and I'm Germazing.
Hi Jermay, I hope you're doing well. For me, I'm very not feeling good because my mother is very non-quiche and I would like to know how to explain to her that she is very ugly. It's been a total shame for me because she needs to drop me to school and I don't want to be bullied because my mother isn't beautiful.
Okay, right. This one really resonates with me. Firstly, I think by mother you mean mother, and ugly means ugly. Just clarifying, not being racist. But for me, so my mum's kind of hot, but like she's really annoying and a bitch. So I never used to like her, like giving her the satisfaction of picking me up. I knew it was like a really good look for her, like having me get in the car after school, and that just used to annoy me so much. So I just like run down the street when I saw her or like or make her pick me up like around a corner or like near a bush. So yeah, I could get in unnoticed. So yeah, re your mum. Yeah, you've sent in a pic here and yeah, she's definitely been struck with a fugly stick. Is that a, not sure what's going on with the nose there, but I can think of a few pig-related nicknames that could suit her. Sorry if you're listening, Jennifer. It says on the photo here, the mum. I'm just reacting to what I'm seeing, honey. Yeah, look, you could offer some really large sunnies and maybe like a face mask to tell her to wear when she picks you up. Yeah, tell her there's been like a new strain of the virus in school or... yeah, just get that face really covered up for pickups can work. A paper bag over the head sounds harsh, but that can work quite well. Have you spoken to Dad at all about paying for Mum to get some work done? Maybe like a facelift or definitely a nose job. Wouldn't go astray, in my humble opinion. My mum got a facelift when I was in year eight. I begged Dad to pay for it because I just knew the improvements would be like incredible. Yeah, so Mum agreed and she's kind of due for another little nip and tuck. Yeah, I might mention that to Dad. So yeah, before she had that in year seven, actually, I remember one time I asked my friend's like really hot mom to pick me up and I was all like, mummy, and like jumped up to her and like hugged her, like making sure I got like maximum exposure to like the other students. I think I kissed her on the lips too, which was kind of weird, but effective to create the whole mummy illusion. Anyway, hope that helps, babe. I really feel for you. Just looking at the pic again, it's bit of a situation there. So good luck with your fugly mum. We can't choose our mums, but we can make them change their faces. Bye. Hi, Shemaniacs. Coming to you from my new abode. I'm all settled in, living the Waverton dream with mom and dad and Courtney. Literally kill me. So much to unpack, guys, literally. So I'm in the pool house, down by the pool, which sounds lame, but it's like newly renovated. It's really cool. There's like wood paneling and stuff. And it's all been set up for Gampy's visit. He's coming out from South Africa, but not for ages. So I will not be here. I'll have a life by then, hopefully back in Double Bay. Oh, by the way, Gampy agreed to put me back into the will. Yeah, it was just one of his little threats. Yeah, so there was no room in the house, obs. It's a four bedroom, so Courtney, mum and dad. And then there's the Peloton room, which is tiny, and mum's office for side hustle / cry for help. I'll tell you about that later. But yeah, I was more than happy to accept the pool house apartment. Harbour views, it's a vibe. And I've got Dorothy back again as my cleaner. I've really missed her. So yeah, she'll be cleaning my room so it's less of a pigsty. Wait, actually, she's just hanging out the sheets. I just want to ask her something. Dorothy! Yeah, hi. When you make my bed, can you do one of those like towel swan things that you do? Yeah, I kind of want that like resort vibe. Yeah, cool. Thanks, Dorothy. Sussies, guys. So what else? Courtney is so pissed at me being home because, like, I took back the Fiat from her. So I couldn't park it in Double Bay because it's so busy. And mum and dad bought it for me. So they said Courtney could have it while I was not living at home. But technically it's my car still. And now Courtney's like flipping her flat tits because she's like going to some bush doof this weekend with her hairy armpit girlfriends. And she was going to drive apparently. But too bad, so sad because I've had a major life upheaval. So yeah, I've hidden the car keys in my dildo bag and yeah. I'm probably not even going to drive the car ever, but yeah, it's the principle of it. So in answer to a lot of the questions I'm getting from you guys, Lil the Hoogan, Mum's Budgie, he ended up going back to Mum's place here. So he's here now and I've got him in my room, my poolside apartment, because he misses me so much and I love him. He's just over there in his cage being all quiet. Listen, you can hear him. Little bit. Nahugan, speak. Tweet, bitch. There you go. And I'm missing Demi Lovato or something chronic to the doggy. We were pretty much in love and I keep staring at the plaster paw imprint that I made and bawling my eyes out. Which makes me think about Amber. So yeah, Amber's dead to me, obvs, after the shock eviction. I'm not even thinking about her at all, but I have set up a fake Gram account so I can stalk her stories without her knowing, and Claire Bears too, sorry. Just to keep an eye on what's happening with them and keep it on the sly. Loving that for me. I kind of want to talk to her too because she's got that really toxic relationship with Carl and yeah, I just want to talk about her future and we need to have a massive D&M. Like he's nice, but he's kind of lame and toxic and like he bought her this Tiffany ring last year and it was 9-carat one and she wanted the 18-carat and it's like, if he truly loved her, he would have got her the right one. It's like a red flag, I reckon. And their appearance compatibility is off too. Like she's so hot and he's kind of like grumpy. It's like, just doesn't look right. He's punching. Anyway, Hopefully we get to talk soon. I stole her pajamas too and I've been like sniffing them. It's random, but YOLO. It's a vibe. Oh, so mum and dad are giving me so much crap about my queefing. You know how I told you guys, like, I queef a lot? Well, like, pretty much every step I take. And it sounds like a small dog. Well, dad legit thought when I was walking to the fridge to get a Coke Zero that I'd brought a puppy home. Like, it sounded so legit. Like, he was asking where the puppy was and, like, looking around. And mum's cat's, like, hissing when I walk past. And she's all stressed about it. It's like, leave me alone. It's just who I am. I was born this way. Wait, I'm just getting a fucking text. One sec. Text from Courtney. Can I please, capitals, take the car today for 1 to 2 hours max? As if, no way. I'll just reply, nor send. Should I do a smiley face or a thumbs up as like to really piss her off? I'll do a thumbs up, I reckon. Send. Suzzies, big sissy's home.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So, Jermaine, I wanted to ask you, I know you're down with, like, younger guys. I wanted to get, like, some advice. How does someone like me get someone, maybe not year seven, but, like, maybe, like, fresh out of university? Like, how do you do it? Like, not just by being hot. Like, how do you do it? Let me know. TTYL.
Right. Okay. Look, I'll give this a go. As I mentioned before a few times, I'm off guys at the moment, but I do have a lot of experience with the male sex and how to lure them into my web. Mostly older guys in my case because of the money factor, but I have dabbled in younger guys from time to time, if I'm honest. Sebastian back in the day, etc. So with older guys, I find that they love talking to a woman with a dog. Dogs are a huge dick magnet. So before I was off boys, I was stealing Demi Lovato off Amber when she was at work to take to the park as like an icebreaker to like kick off the banter with random guys that might be wandering around the park and or doing their like fitness stuff, whatever. So actually, sometimes I pretend I was bitten by the dog. Like, I just start screaming, like, holding my arm. I did a bit of fake blood, too, one time. And I actually went back to this guy's place once to get, like, his first aid gear because he really believed it. Then I confessed it was fake blood and gave him a gobby and left. And it worked. I used to sometimes wait outside office buildings too, like investment banker workplaces and like just places where like all the men would come flooding out at the end of the day. And I would pretend to drop a pile of my old modeling portfolio fold out brochures. So I'd like scream to get their attention and then like drop the brochures everywhere. And like a man would like always offer to pick them up for me. So, and I'd get all like fake embarrassed and like, because it was me in the pics and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you're seeing that. And I'd get all flirty and then they'd just slide into my DMs later because they'd see my name and my like handle on the front of the thing. And then I'd just booty call them later that night. And yeah, that was a fun phase for a few months there. Sometimes I do like law courts, like judges come out and I just like drop the brochures and yeah, it was a cool phase. So younger guys, as far as trying to pick them up for you, yeah, it's a little harder because they're kind of a little more shy and less desperate. You could try just like lingering out the front of a high school, maybe just to like plant the seed with some of the older teens, like the year 12s. So when they're of age, you can like pounce and they'll be like, aren't you that guy that like used to lurk outside school? skate parks are good for a drive-by, lots of younger guys. You might want to do that. You could try just like winking at some guys, like young guys in a shopping center food court or like a Time Zone, the arcade games places. Just, I once spent like a whole day in Chatswood Time Zone just hitting on younger guys, just getting them to like help me with like the shooting games and holding the gun for me while I pressed up against them. The over 18s, of course. I'd always check ID first. Look, anyway, good luck with it, mate. I hope you find what you're looking for. I hope that gives you some little ideas of how to move forward. I do highly recommend older guys for money reasons and experience with, you know, what makes a woman tick. But the younger guys, you know, they can be a lot of fun too if you're into like a quick roll in the sack and an eye full of jizz 30 seconds later. Good luck, mate. Bye. Good morning, Shemaniacs. I'm so hung. We went out last night, me and the girls. Lost a few brain cells. It was vibes. Yeah, so we went out in the city. I had to catch a fucking train in. It was so humiliating coming from the north side. I had my Prada turtleneck on. I just rolled it up to like my nose, like halfway up my nose, so no one would recognize me. I just brought my like fringe across one eye. So I was just looking out the one eye and couldn't breathe. But it was a fun night. I was a full cold bitch to Amber and Claire, like ignoring them the whole night. But yeah, I was so drunk too and was like the life of the party. So yeah, no one could tell I was fuming on the inside. Drunk Shemay, my alter ego, came out to play. I was on fire. I've got my bright red nails to attract guys, to make Amber jealous. Red nails are like trigger guys' mummy issues and they froth over chicks with them. So I was flashing the little fingers all around the venue. I didn't hook up though. I was just staring across the room at Amber and Claire giggling about fuck knows what most of the night. I just saw the lamest post on Amber's story. She and Claire having their hangover Macca's delivery breakfast, like full ripping off me and Amber's tradition. Dumb bitches. I was just going to order hash browns to here too, but I'm literally broke and my account doesn't work. So I just texted Mum to bring me breakfast. Like, God only fucking knows what disgusting concoction she's going to whip up. FML. Anyway, I just want to talk to you guys, keep up the bants and give you a little bit of my life plan update, because I was writing that down this morning in my journal. So I was thinking me and my future. So my parents are fucking pressuring me to go back to uni and finish my PR degree. But like, I'm 22, so I'm not going to be some fucking tragic mature age student. That's so off brand. But I've been thinking back on my life, and basically I think I peaked in year 10. That's when I did my like Global Vision fundraising, starred as Annie in the school musical and Maria in West Side Story. I had my modeling agent. I was just like kicking goals. Teachers loved me. Girls wanted to be my bestie, and I was Ducks of year 10 and sang for the premiere of New South Wales and stared in his eyes while I was singing to turn him on. I was killing it on all aspects of life, and like basically it's kind of just been like a steady decline since then. I'm back to where I was in like primary school, because you guys probably don't realize that I had this full like childhood trauma that's fucked with my self-esteem. So basically I wasn't quiche at all in primary school until like, I wasn't quiche basically until the last few years of high school. And in primary school, like, oh my God, I had this like bulbous nose that grew too fast for my face. And I looked like the chef from Ratatouille. I was like really tall for my age. And in year one, the teacher put a box of tissues on my desk because I was the kid with the crusty snot nose. No one wanted to sit next to me too. I was like that kid. And also I had no sign of growing tits, even by year six. It was so embarrassing. I was like flat as. And I used to put those like, you know, those like strawberries and cream lollies. I used to like Uhu glue stick them to my chest. So like at least I had something like poking out under my school dress. It was like I'd sometimes attach like a marshmallow and like pop it under my singlet. Just, yeah. And then I'd eat them on the way home from school. I used the teeth lollies too once, but yeah, my friend was like, what the fuck, Shmay? I was really bad in primary school. I just wanted to be accepted. And anyway, you know what happened? And like, fast forward to me at 22. Luckily, I've had some corrective work done to my face. I've got a decent rack now. And I'm still obs-cage, but like, I'm kind of on the decline. Anyway, so my point is I want to get back to year 10, Jemay, like the charity queen. Everyone loved me when I was doing that and I was really like making a difference to the world, but also it kind of was a really good look. It was like, it kind of made me hotter. I want to be like more kind of wholesome and more giving. Like I want to get back into playing the flute and piano and dancing and just kind of like find my flow again. Like seriously, with the charity work, I want to work with like druggies and like homeless people and stuff, and like help them to get back on track. And but this is my fucking dilemma, Germaniacs. Like, I don't want like the too povo, like hectic type charity cases. Like, and I don't want to go out to the western suburbs. It's like off brand for me. It needs to be local. And I need the charity content to look good on my gram. So no, like, toothless old ladies or like drunk old men with like red noses and stuff. I just want to find, if I can, just some like homeless hot young girls, like, you know, that have potential. So maybe they're like a bit druggy, or they've had some sort of, I don't know, like bad situation, but they're like really skinny, and they kind of look hot, like a bit kind of gaunt. And I want to kind of like befriend them and then do makeovers on them, like take some like before and after content for the gram. That always goes really well with my like likes and stuff. And if some of them are genuinely hot, I could try and like get them a modeling agent, take a cut, of course, like a finder's fee. Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I just want to be the old Jemay, like the more caring Jemay that like you remember from like school days. And ultimately I'm hoping like that will lead to me getting invited to some events and start working on my Sydney socialite ultimate goal, get back to Double Bay and get my revenge on Amber. That's the main, it's not the main reason, but yeah. Wait one sec. It's going to text from Courtney. Wait. What? No fucking way. Gampy's visit dates have changed and he's coming here earlier. You have to move into the Peloton room. Thumbs up emoji. No fucking way. That room is fucking tiny and mom's always on the fucking stupid thing. Why is my life so fucked up? I better confront mom and dad about this. I'm not leaving the pool house. Illy Germaniacs, thanks for listening to all my dramas as usual. Love you so fucking much. Nahugan, see you next week. Bye-bye. Love you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!